Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, we talk about this often, and it's also a dream of yours and mine, right? To be able to live internationally, not just travel, not just go on a vacation, but to live internationally. The question is, in retirement, can you combine your skill sets with this idea of freelancing and this notion of living abroad or, you know, experiencing that dream that you're in?
You know, when you look at our parents' retirement, Dave, it was work for 30 years, and then when you retire, you stay at home, rocking chair, front porch, don't do much.
Right.
It's changed. It's called a new retirement. And so really, what is that new retirement? How does it work? How do you make that become a reality?
Yeah.
We better bring the guests on our show, because not only is he wearing an avocado shirt, he's living the dream, right? Like, he's living the dream. I love the shirt. Winton Churchill, author, International Living. Winton, thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thanks. Good to be here.
I love the shirt. Too bad the people on radio and podcast can't see it, but it's a fantastic shirt. It makes me want to get out of this winter area in Calgary, get on the WestJet and fly out to Mexico. So walk us through, what is the new retirement?
Okay, the new retirement is taking skills that you already have, considerable skills that baby boomers and people 50 plus and the people that you help with their portfolios and their investments and their assets and you know, part of it is putting all that together and stabilizing your life and then taking these skills into online marketplaces. And 2 years ago, most people had no idea what I was talking about in terms of online freelancing, working for home. And the last 2 years, we've had quite the lesson on that. I mean, there's hardly a person that didn't work for home in the last 2 years. And the important thing that I've found in the 14 years that I've been helping other people do this sort of thing is you want to pay attention to the skills you have, because they are in demand. There are freelance buyers looking for people 50 plus baby boomers who this is not their first rodeo. They get the big picture. They know how to show up on time. They've had decades of experience honing those skills. And the traditional view of sort of the nomad digital warrior is one who's jumping up on zip lines with their shirt off and all that kind of stuff. That's not us. But we got skills. We have, you know, as I like to say, I've got shoes older than people that are freelancers now. And so the thing we want to do is jump right in, get the ball rolling, and take all those well-honed skills, figure out which ones are online, because making buggy whips are not financially lucrative anymore. But there are things like doing PowerPoint presentations, doing proofreading. Lots of school teachers very easily do a few hours of proofreading a week and put an extra few $100 into their bank account. And as you know, when somebody hits retirement age, having the ability to bring in assets is great, you know, to push off that time they have to tap their retirement assets is really important. And just the comfort that provides, also keeping your brain engaged is a very important thing. I've seen this in my own life that, people that have a plan and are kind of engaged in something, and it doesn't have to be freelancing, but freelancing is a good thing to keep your brain engaged and has the added advantage of providing some money. So that's what we encourage people to do and have been doing that for over 14 years now.
Winton, we've talked to a lot of our clients when they're transitioning to retirement. One of the things they talk about is maybe this phased approach, and part of it might be going to less of a full-time, maybe part-time, and looking at opportunities to still supplement their cash flow, like you were saying. Let's give some of our viewers and listeners some ideas of what their skill sets can be used, because most people think, when I'm done, I'm done, or right. I'm done, and then I can go to become a consultant, which still requires a lot more hours than what you're describing. So you talked about a school teacher doing proofreading. Let's think of some other industries and professions that they can transfer their skill set into this, what we call now the gig economy.
Right. A lot of people in what we used to call white collar sort of work would be the ones that would know how to use PowerPoint, for example. And helping people put together PowerPoint presentations is a big thing. And it's funny, most of us lived in it that are my age. You know, I lived in PowerPoint for the last 25 years, 30 years. But the younger group of freelancers doesn't really understand PowerPoint. So that would be an example. Another example is customer service. And most people react to customer service like, well, I don't want to sit on a phone all day and answer phone calls. It is not that anymore. It's engineers who answer basically emails or customer service tickets about complex technical problems, for example, that kind of thing. So the more you can bring what we call a domain of knowledge, like if you're an engineer, that's a domain of knowledge. If you're in a certain industry, like say the pharmaceutical industry, that's a domain of knowledge. And then if you have a skill set over here that's like PowerPoint or the ability to explain things to people, I mean, we've all had that experience of trying to get a hold of support and just not getting a very satisfactory results. But what we do is look to line up all those things so they intersect. And that's where somebody can maximize their earning, be most productive, and most satisfied. And most of the people we work with are looking to make to work 20 to 30% of the time. It's that person that is easing out of something they're doing already. They're moving into something that's the new retirement, and they want to make that transition. So what we encourage people to do is to start now, figure this stuff out, learn about these job and project networks, which is essential because the number one challenge with being a freelancer is where do my clients come from? And on these job and project networks, there's over 500,000 individual assignments available every day from give me some advice on how to develop a curriculum, which teachers are great at, to proofread this document, to make this PowerPoint, to I want to talk to a financial manager about what I'm doing. And all of that is out there, available, and it's a single place where you log in. So you're not, you know, going to Chamber of Commerce meetings with sweaty palms and new business cards trying to convince somebody to do something with you. You're going in and you're looking at somebody says, this is the job I need done. Tell me what your qualifications are and tell me what price you'll do it for. And when you come up with a price, some people say, well, I used to make $50 an hour when I was working. Well, that's cool. But now, you know, if you could make $30 an hour and sit at your dining room table and do it on your schedule, would that be worth it? You know, you don't have to have the second car. You don't have to have gas prices, which, you know, we're all seeing a bump in that. And it's a hedge against inflation, because when you do these jobs on these networks, you're doing them sort of at market price today. And if you've been working for a company, you get an annual review and they say, you know, the company's having a really tough time, which a lot of them have, and we can't afford a raise. But if you're doing this kind of work, you can get a raise, because you're bidding on new jobs at the market price today rather than what somebody thought they should hire you at a year ago. So in a nutshell, we do two-day seminars on this stuff, but that's the nutshell version.
Winton, thank you very much. I think you've raised some awareness here. We're quickly running out of time. We may have to follow up on this because I think there's going to be some significant interest on that. I want to thank you for taking some time out of your day just to share some information about this and raise the awareness that people do have skill sets that are transferable, and you can work anywhere in the world.
Winton, really quickly, how does someone enroll in your workshop if they wanted to?
They go to internationalliving.com and they look under the conferences, and it's all over there. It's our next conference in St. Louis at the end of April 22nd through the 24th. And we'll be doing everything soup to nuts for people that want to get started with this. We'll be there walking them through the process and making sure that they leave on Sunday night ready to start freelancing.
Sounds fantastic. Well, if that's part of the dream, that's a great place to start. But the dream is sometimes bigger than that. Sometimes it involves travel. Sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's family and legacy. We got to talk about all those things at our upcoming seminar.
Our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, March 29, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Are you concerned about what's happening in the Ukraine with Russia right now? Stick around after the break. We're going to talk about that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.